Take me further on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving the day I'm going, and I ain't coming back. I'd rather be some dark holler where the sun don't ever shine than to be in some big city in a small room with your love on my mind. So blow it away.
Welcome back to the campfire. Some big old deep holler. Got a couple interviews here for you from our outdoor media hunt, our trip to the Missouri Ozarks. We're going to start with Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel with Mr. Jim Anderson and visit with him. And I also asked him about the recovery in the area from the floods last year. And then we're going to go down and see our good friend, Wild Man River Rat Billy Willie Smith, talk to him a little bit about what he has to offer in the Ozarks. We're wrapping up our turkey season shows, and let's get right into these interviews.
Hey, this is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray. I here down in the Missouri Ozarks. I'm in the beautiful town of Eminence, Missouri, down here for Turkey Camp 2018. Having a great time down here in the hills. Special guest here. While we're down here during Turkey Camp 2018, we've been talking to all the folks. It's a major part of our radio programming and our media hunts and all the things that we do. And with me, with Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel, a great friend and the mayor of Eminence here with me, Mr. Jim Anderson. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Great. I'm glad you had a few minutes you could visit with me. Beautiful down here this time of year. The Missouri Ozarks are blooming and blossoming. Mushrooms are popping. Turkeys are gobbling. People are catching fish. And for you folks that want to come down to the Missouri Ozarks, whether you're floating, camping, fishing, or turkey hunting like we are, this is the guy you need to talk about. This is the mayor of Eminence, actually. This is Jim Anderson, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what he has to offer in his facility at Shady Lane's, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the area. What about Shady Lane's? Tell us a little bit about it, Jim.
Well, Ray, we have anything you could want. We have cabins, small cabins that sleeps up to four people, large cabins sleep 8 to 10 people. We have motel rooms, single rooms, double rooms, and we have a motel room that sleeps up to 12 people. And we have a modern brick ranch-style home, RV sites, laundromat. We have an espresso shop in the front lot. So we're kind of a jack-of-all-trades. So we also like to say that we have something for every budget.
I think you do. And actually, we've stayed with you, and you've been most generous for our media hunt, the house, our media folks. And we stayed in that house. What's the name of that place again?
Stories Creek Manor.
Yeah, I can never remember the name, but it's a nice place. We really enjoyed that. So anyone that comes down here, there's a lot of floaters, people that float the river, but there's a lot of fishermen. And today, I've noticed out there, Jim, there's a lot of hikers out there, a lot of people doing the trails and stuff. And then there's the viewing and the sightseeing and things like that. So you've got it covered. Anybody needs a place to stay, they can come and see you.
That's right. And, you know, we can probably help you out with most anything that you're here to do. Give you some ideas of some sites to go see, hunting, fishing, hiking, backpacking, wild horse viewing, elk viewing, just most anything.
I just did an interview with a mutual friend of ours, Billy Smith, the Wild Man, the River Rat. And now he's doing, as you well know, the scenic tours and guide service on the rivers. And I asked him in an interview, Jim, I said, well, if folks are going to come down and do a trip with you on the river, where should they stay? And he said Shady Lane's.
That's right.
He was all over it.
That's right.
So why don't you give us some contact information?
ShadyLaneCabins.com.
Easy.
Or you can check us out on Facebook. Or call us at 573-226-3893. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Now, the area. We had the flood. People's aware. We've had you on the show several times. So I just want to talk to you briefly about Eminence and the area and how the recovery is coming or is complete or what's going on with that and what people can do in this area when they come down and stay with you.
Our businesses are put back together 100%, or you might even want to call it 110%, because some of our neighboring resorts have added a few units. Cross Country Trail Ride was destroyed. They've built pretty much a brand new campground. The City of Eminence, though, we're going to be a year and a half putting back together all of our infrastructure, sewer plant, streets, things like that. How can you help? Come and see us. Come and see us, please, this summer, and spend a little money around town. We need it.
Yeah, that's important. Need to come on down to the Ozarks, and a beautiful place to go. We got the wild horses, you've got the elk, you've got the streams, you can fish, you can float. There's so many things you can do in this area. And I've personally, as I said, I personally stayed here with Jim. They're great folks. They got a great facility. So give us that contact information again, Jim.
573 226 3893.
All right. Thank you, my friend, and good to see you again. And I'm sure I'll be back to see you real soon.
Thank you, Ray. It's always a pleasure.
That was Mr. Jim Anderson. Now we're going to interview Mr. Billy Smith from Scenic River Tours and Guide Service in the Missouri Ozarks. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. This is Ray I. I'm here with Billy Smith, professional guide, river rat, good friend. Runs these Ozark riverways. He's got Scenic Guide Service, Tour Service down here on the river. And I have him here with me today. What's provided for a fishing trip? Do you do the rods and reels, the lures and stuff? Or just why don't you just tell everybody what's involved and what you provide and don't provide and things like that, Billy?
Okay, Ray, what I normally do is that I do provide both a like a box lunch, you know, deli sandwich items and that sort of stuff, and I'll have water. And first of all, let me say is that as a client is setting up a trip, I'm working, I will work with you, I will communicate and visit with you, and I will set this up to what is our needs. Again, like I said, I have that will be the lunch menu as a rule most of the time. That's what I'll have. And then also as far as fishing tackle, I have an assortment of tackle that I primarily use on the river. I have fishing equipment, but bring your favorite. Please bring your favorite because I may not have something that you are accustomed to if you fish, and it may be the hot bait. You never know. I can only carry so much in the boat.
You have rods and reels and baits and things like that. If somebody wants to experience a fishing trip on the river and has never done this before, and they may not have fishing equipment, you're prepared for that too, right?
Oh, yes, yes. That's what I meant when I said I had the equipment. That's the tackle that I will have. I will have something set up that will, usually it will fit that person who has not fished a lot. In fact, a while back, I took some individuals that, they hadn't fished in 30 years probably. And I had some tackle that they could fish with, and it's set up, you know, in that size that they could comfortably cast and use.
Okay, you go to fishing trips, but you mentioned scenic tours. And, boy, I tell you what, unless you've experienced the Jack's Fork River and the Current River and the Ozarks, you're missing out. Exactly. Great name because it is a scenic tours. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the scenic tours, what you provide for as someone just going to take a boat ride and see some beautiful country.
And that's really, you know, Ray, as you said, it's a boat ride. You get in contact with me. You may be, somebody may be even inquiring through one of the local canoe concessionaires or the local lodging areas and stuff, and you contact me, or if you call and set that up, we will meet at the designated site as we set this trip up, and we'll take a boat ride, a couple of hours, three or four, at whatever that you would like. And, yes, it is beautiful. You can see the scenic, the bluffs, that karst topography, the steep hills, the just typical Ozark landscape. And you might get to see the elk if we're in a certain area that's outside of the Peck Ranch. And that I recently had done a trip, and we got to see a herd of elk. We actually seen them both days coming in and out, and they were outside of that rehab area where they restocked the elk in that Peck Ranch. Also, one of the greatest things to get to see is one of the herds of the wild horses here in Shannon County. I was doing a trip this week, the individual, and that's something here as I'm explaining this, as we fish during the day, toward the end of the day, you know, we fished 6 hours or whatever you're wanting. If you I also will take you for that maybe last 30 minutes to an hour for a boat ride, a tour of the river along with the fishing trip. I've done that with this individual this week. We took right up Current River from Two Rivers, you know, big, high, beautiful bluffs, and there they were, the wild horses. One herd of the wild horses was right there in the river bottom along the river, and we got to experience them, see them, and got some great photos of them.
That's awesome. And I want to tell everybody that I've known Billy Smith for quite a while. We're good friends, and I've been on the river on his boat many times, and we've done some beautiful fishing trips, and he's your guy. He's the guy. If you want to go on the Current River, the Jack's Fork River, you need to get hooked up with this guy right here because he's about as good as they get when it comes to catching fish. I've watched him in action. Why don't you give us some contact information? I know you got a Facebook page now. You're starting to get up in the world, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that something? Even down here in the Ozarks we are. Yes, I have a new Facebook page and a website that is now up and running. We are still working on it. it, and we're developing, and there'll be some changes as time goes by. Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours.com. Or Facebook, just do that search for Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours, and you should be able to find it.
Awesome. Well, Billy, thank you so much for getting on and telling us about your operation. I can't wait to get back on the river with you, my friend.
Man, I'm looking forward to having you back, and we'll have a great time.
All right, Mr. Billy Smith, and this is your host, Ray I. We're going to take a little break right here. We're sitting on the back porch in the Ozarks Turkey Camp. Grill's going. Got a cold drink. Life is good, brother.
It can't get any better than this.
We'll be right back. Hey, I'm a-goin', and I ain't comin' back.